Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in and listening. And we've got Larry on his mountaintop. How you doing there, Larry?
Oh, hanging in. We're moving, and it's slow, but we'll be doing shows maybe towards the end of next week north of the wall. So there you are.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear you're making some progress. That's always kind of a rough deal. People accumulate a lot more than they think they do, you know? And
yeah.
Time to thin down, I guess, at the same time. So it's a blessing in disguise in some ways. But anyway, a lot of news out there. I wanted to start, because I want to get into this UFO arrival thing. This is heating up, folks. And that tells me that the arrival and the, the fake arrival is probably fairly close at hand. Anyway, I wanted to read 1 Timothy 4, 1 through 3 again, just to refresh everybody's memory. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. That's the key verse that I wanted to, verse 1. And we did a word study on that on the last show. And basically, who they are imposters that claim they come from other planets. So what we're going to watch is an arrival of beings that will probably arrive in starships, and they will ascend from the heavens and claim that they have come from other planets, and they're here to trick humanity in believing that they are extraterrestrials, possibly, and I believe probably, Larry can add to this, whether or not they pose as God and his angels, when in reality it's satanic to its core, and it's Satan and his fallen angels, which you will find in Revelation 12, where the old serpent is cast out into the earth. And that appears to me, anyway, to be an arrival. What do you think about that, Larry? I mean, that's the way I read it.
Yeah, it's really interesting. There's a brand new movie out.
Yes.
Captive State. Yeah, it says Captive State. This is no longer our planet. And it's very interesting because of the fact, let me just read the beginning of it here. It says, a decade since all an extraterrestrial force has occupied our planet, observing humanity with the promise of peace and unity. And what's interesting in this movie is when they come here, you know, they're somewhat, you know, saviors. And what they do, though, is it's odd because there is a collection of people. They actually conscript humans to go down underground and build their home under the surface of our planet. And at the same time, they serve as the overseers of the entire planet, and our legislature, if you will, that's the term in the movie, actually is subservient to the ones that arrived. And they actually run the planet, and our own legislature, who are betrayers to the human race, serve them. Really interesting.
Sounds like the movie V, doesn't it? Where they're reptilians and they're shapeshifters. Which is exactly what the Book of Enoch says. They're shapeshifters, and they pose as beings from other environmental conditions. Therefore, they look different. They evolve differently. And it's kind of the apex of the evolutionary conspiracy. And as we pointed out before, evolution is not taught by Scripture. Creation is. And when the Lord created species of families, He also put within their DNA the ability to adapt to different climates, et cetera, as environments change on Earth. They can adapt to it up to a limit, and when they reach that limit, you have a species die-off. And we are having now a massive species die-off all over, not only of animals, by the way, but I was just reading an article the other day, I don't know if you saw it, Larry, where their plant species are being eradicated as well. Hundreds upon hundreds of plant species. So we are undergoing massive changes in our environment. Some of it, I think, is related to what's going on with the sun. We're entering solar minimum. We'll get into some of that. But it's just kind of interesting to me. And I wanted to read to you just a brief little excerpt from the report from Iron Mountain, because we have to start making sense out of some of this and what they're actually telling us. So let me just read this. This is on page 66 of all pages, the report from Iron Mountain. It has been hotly argued that such a menace, outer space, would offer the last best hope of peace by uniting mankind against the danger of destruction by creatures from other planets or from outer space. Experiments have been proposed to test the credibility of an out-of-world invasion threat, and it is possible that a few of the more difficult-to-explain flying saucer incidents of recent years were in fact early experiments of this kind. What do you think of that one, Larry? That's kind of interesting in view of what Ronald Reagan said at the United Nations about an extraterrestrial threat. It's like, well, in our video series on Iron Mountain, it's all being played out exactly as it was written. So it's amazing to me that people aren't really paying much attention to it at all.
Yeah, it's really interesting, Stuart, and it does link in with your, you know, reports on Iron Mountain. And I remember when the early days when you actually did that and put it out. And what's interesting is a lot of this goes into the playbook of Stan Deo and, you know, the data that he's accumulated. And, of course, he's one of the early individuals that warned of this coming situation. And you mentioned Ronald Reagan. You know, Eisenhower was involved way back, you know, with the same scenarios. And remember Stan talked about the anti-gravity craft that they were already using and operating and building way back. I mean, way back. And so, you're exactly right. It probably developed in the TR-3Bs.
Yeah, I think so, and I think they're so far advanced now that it would stun the world if we really knew how far advanced we were with the black ops operations that are going on, and it's so compartmentalized. I remember I interviewed John Lear, who's done a lot of research along, you know, he was with Bob Lazar in the expose of Area 51. And, you know, they said Area 51 had been shut down, but it's not. They've been operating out of Area 51. Janus Airlines is still flying their people in and out of there that work on these black operations. I wanted to read to you from a book called Leap of Faith, Gordon Cooper. Now, this verifies pretty much what Stan Deo had to say. It's interesting how you find verification of a lot of this stuff through many different sources. And on page 154 of Leap of Faith, written by Gordon Cooper, the astronaut, he says, Werner, he's talking about von Braun, the German scientist, confided to me that the Germans were testing more than rockets at Peenemünde. Some of the craft we were developing, he said, were far ahead of anything the rest of the world had or even knew about. You mean jets? I asked, thinking of the Luftwaffe ME-262, the world's first jet fighter. He smiled, a scientist-knowing smile. You could almost not refer to them as planes. We had several craft that were totally different. Very advanced principles were involved. According to Jack, who flew some of these advanced aircraft, they included saucer-shaped vehicles with double intakes and counter-rotating fans and discs, and some with very advanced propulsion systems. Jack said they had flown them successfully. None of these craft surfaced after the war, and they were unclear about what had happened to them. So there you go. And another top German scientist who agreed with both von Braun and Oberth, who was also a scientist, said that they had sightings of the out-of-the-world basis, several strong arguments to support. The skin friction of the craft at speeds and altitudes observed would melt any known metals or non-metals available, and high acceleration at which they flew and maneuvered would be intolerable for the crew. Well, now we know that's not true, because they can go from zero to 50,000 miles per hour, and the crew inside will not feel anything at all. And as far as I understand it, didn't Stan tell us that what they do is create a vacuum in front of the aircraft? In other words, they don't push themselves forward. They create a vacuum in front or whatever direction they're going. And therefore, there is no friction because it's just a vacuum. So it doesn't make any difference how fast they go.
Yeah, it's very interesting. And Stan actually invented a boat that the propulsion comes out the front of it, and it still goes forward because it creates some kind of vacuum in the water. I don't understand it, but he talked to me a little bit about that. I don't, you know, he was going to talk to the military about using that type of a system.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what they do. Now, here's another quote, and this is really the day after Roswell, and it was written by Colonel Philip J. Corso, who backwards engineered a lot of this stuff or gave it to other companies to backwards engineer, the Roswell crash. And in this one, he says, General Twining showed photographs of these alien beings and autopsy reports that had suggested they were too human. They had to be related to our species in some way. They were obviously intelligent, able to communicate. Witnesses at the scene had reported by some sort of projection, unlike any mental telepathy you'd see at a carnival show. We didn't know whether they came from a planet like Mars in our solar system or from some galaxy. We could barely see with our strongest telescope, but they did possess a military technology whose edges we could understand and exploit, even if only for self-defense against the Soviets. But by studying what these extraterrestrials had, we might be able to build a defense system against them as well. At the very least, Twining had suggested the crescent-shaped craft. Do you remember the Kenneth Arnold sighting out in by Rainier in Washington long time ago? Kind of crescent-shaped aircraft. Now, this is very, very interesting. Twining had suggested the crescent-shaped craft looked so uncomfortably like the German Horten wings our flyers had seen at the end of the war that he had to suspect the Germans had bumped into something we didn't know about and his conversations with Wernher von Braun and Willy Ley at Alamogordo in the days after the crash confirmed this. They didn't want to be thought of as, I can't even pronounce it, but intimated that there was a deeper story about the Germans had engineered. The similarity between the Horton Wing and the craft they had pulled out was no accident. We always wondered how the Germans were able to incorporate such advanced technology into their weapons development in such a short time during the Great Depression. Did they have help? Maybe we were now as lucky as the Germans and broke off a piece of the technology for ourselves with an acceleration capability and maneuverability we'd never seen before. This craft would keep American aircraft engineers busy for years, just incorporating what they had seen in the immediate designs. Isn't that fascinating?
Oh, absolutely.
So what I'm getting at, folks, is we have our own anti-gravity craft. Stan Dales verified that. We can verify it anyway. I mean, when I was a professional pilot for many years, flying out west, especially by and around the Area 51, you know, area, which is highly restricted. So you didn't get to fly over it or near it. But a lot of the aircraft that they were, the UFOs that they were fooling with, which was verified by Bob Lazar, I mean, many times you could see lights moving rapidly up above us in the heavens. And you would ask air traffic control, well, do you have something above us? No, we don't have anything. And you know perfectly well they were lying. It was just military test operations. But the way those things were darting about would indicate they were, in fact, not normal aircraft. And, okay, so we have all this technology. And if you get into Project Bluebeam, which I want to get into next, there's a fake arrival coming. And remember what Wernher von Braun said to his aide, Carol Rosen. The last military-industrial complex card that they would play to stay in power would be the alien card. They would need to protect the planet from aliens that were attacking Earth. Now, here's what's interesting. In an article just a little bit ago, and I'm sure you saw it, Larry, Pentagon says they are concerned about the UFO sightings that the Navy people had just come out with. What do you make of that? I mean, are they not laying the groundwork for a UFO arrival and possibly an invasion?
Yeah, that's exactly what it seems to be. Matter of fact, L.A. Marzulli is saying that this is a soft disclosure and that the revelations of the UFOs is really beginning to come rapidly. And then, by the way, there was a very interesting report from Skywatch TV. I posted it, I think, the other day. It says, aliens, angels, demons, ? Says former U.S. defense official tells Fox News. And, of course, we know that recently Tucker Carlson on Fox News has been giving information out on the Navy sightings. It says Fox News says we know UFOs are here, real, and we are very concerned of these mysterious objects. So, yeah, it's beginning to come out, you know, a little here, a little there.
Yeah, and this is interesting. Now, I want to read part of this thing that, what's his name from Canada, brought about? The first step. Yeah, Serge Manass and the Project Bluebeam report. Listen carefully to what he has to say, folks, because this is really, really serious. This is going to fool probably all your relatives if they're not with you on being a Christian. A lot of them aren't. And this is where a lot of this is going to get really, really horrifically entangled in family affairs when this thing starts to break loose. The first step, Serge says, concerns the breakdown of all archaeological knowledge. It deals with the setup of earthquakes at certain precise locations of the planet, where supposedly new discoveries will suddenly explain for them the wrong meaning of all major religions' basic doctrines. Now, remember what I read to you in the last show about Noahs, how they were going to bring proof with them. And the proof would prove that the Bible was simply incorrect, not true. It was basically a lie, that humanity doesn't need to be redeemed. It doesn't need a redeemer. There is no fall. What we need are ascended masters to help us up the evolutionary ladder. And so what they've done is they substitute out or take out redemption and a redeemer. And the Bible, of course, is full of that. Without a redeemer, the human race is lost. So in order to pervert the scriptures, they knock out the redemptive aspects of the work of Christ on the cross on behalf of humanity. We get into that in the Mind Matrix and in Frequency, Book 1 and Book 2. And by the way, Book 2 is now available free for members who are members of the Night Shadows membership. They get it as a PDF. It's in there. We're still working on getting a 3D out there. We're having a little trouble with that. Software is old, and you never know what's going on there. But this is very, very interesting, because all of it is to re-explain the major religions' basic doctrines, especially Psalm 2 and the war against Jesus Christ, God the Father, and Holy Ghost. This is what all of this is really about. The classifications used to make the population believe that all religious doctrines have been misunderstood and misinterpreted has already started with the field of psychological preparation of populations. For the first step was prepared through such films as 2001, A Space Odyssey. Remember the big, what do they call it? what did they call that thing that stood there?
Hal, the computer.
No, that was the computer. The thing that made evolution possible. The big slab. What they were teaching in that movie was evolution. And that was it. He's correct. 2001, A Space Odyssey, and then 2010, Space Odyssey, then Star Trek, Star Wars.
Monolith, wasn't it?
Yep, that's it, Monolith. And that all was, the Monolith was to allow for evolution to begin. And then we had Jurassic Park, which is another big thing about evolution. Okay, the first preparation for the plan for humanity, because what they want to do is to throw down, to shake up the beliefs of all Christians on the planet. And to do that, they need some false proof, supposedly from the past and from the far past, that will prove to men and women that their religions are false. So be very, very careful when people come out and say, oh, we found this, and look at it. This really explains a lot. If you're not grounded in why Jesus Christ came here in the first place, and what he actually did, you're going to be lost in this whole thing. And it's just too bad that people don't read the whole thing. The second step deals with a gigantic space show with three-dimensional optical holograms and sounds, laser projections of multiple holographic images to different parts of the world, each receiving different images according to the predominating regional, national, religious faith. What a perfect psyops, depending on where you are. If you're in the Middle East, it'll be Allah. If you're in North America, it'll be Jesus Christ. And what they're going to do is if you read Masonic literature at all, I don't have it in front of me, but basically what they do is they say that all the religions of the world are true. They're all heading towards God, and that we need to incorporate all of them. And they further state there is no knowable truth whatever. So in other words, what you believe is not what I believe, and it's a hodgepodge. But that denies totally what Jesus Christ said. That denies totally what Jesus Christ said. So it's Antichrist to the core. Anyway, the new God's image will be talking in all languages. In other words, you're going to hear it. Now, to understand that, you have to go back to different Secret Service research done in the last 25 years. Now, Serge was murdered, what, Larry, 10 years ago?
Oh, at least 10 or 12.
So, you know, and he wrote this before. In fact, I think this is what got him killed, actually. The Soviets have manufactured advanced computers, even imported and fed them with minute particular base, I guess, under studies about the anatomy and biology of the human body, and studies about the anatomy and the chemistry and electricity of the human brain. Now, if you are familiar with Dr. Stephen Greer, he was head of the Disclosure Project, trying to get all this exposed. And on one of his seminars, he said, they already have the ability to project a voice into your brain, like somebody's talking to you. And you'll hear it. And that they did that in Iraq. And the voice said, I am Allah. Throw down your weapons. Do not fight. And they did. And they all surrendered. Well, they're going to use this same technique with motion pictures coming from the atmosphere. And if you're not aware of this, this is going to throw you for a total loop. The space show and where that space show comes from, the space show, the holographic imaging will be used in a simulation of the ending in which you are given scenes which focus on the fulfillment of that which is a desire for you to protect, to fit the needs of those. This is kind of confusing to me. The results of this will be a deliberately staged arrival of the false Christ and will be for the implementation of the new universal religion. Enough tricks will be foisted on us to hook us into the lie. The project is the ability to take up a whole bunch of people as in a rapture-type situation and whisk the whole bunch into Never Never Land. The calculated resistance to the New World religion, the New World Order, and New Messiah will be on such a massive scale that they have to acclimate everybody to it. So when the arrival takes place, the people will think, really, this is the return of the Messiah, when in reality, it's not. It's a fake. The whole thing is a total fake. And like Larry and I have kind of wondered, the Bible says that the rich men of the earth, they're the only ones who can afford to do all this stuff, folks. That takes tons of money. So if they're the only ones that can do it, and they set a trap for humanity, is it not likely that that a real arrival would take place at about the same time? That's what I think maybe this is going to be all about. Anyway, what do you think, Larry?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And as a matter of fact, Stuart, Q Alert and Coast to Coast AM with George Nuri recently had a show, and I sent you a link to that with some images, Aztec artifacts depicting aliens, first time reported and known to exist. And it says Aztec artifacts were dug out of the side of a mountain in central Mexico. And, you know, that's where they've been having a lot of those quakes over the last 2 years, you know, the mysterious earthquakes. And when you were reading that from Serge Manast, he talked similarly about those locations would reveal something, and Noah's kind of talked about the same thing. What do you think?
Yes, she did. And when I saw the pictures you sent, my guess is that it's a fake, but it's designed to look like it's very, very real because it fits in exactly with the message they're trying to convince humanity of, that we have been visited for a long, long time, and the Star Nation people of Native Americans, et cetera, are going to return. You remember that Putin said during the Obama years, I'm going to reveal the existence of the UFOs. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
So maybe there's something to all this. They have been visiting us. There's no question. The problem is, folks, these are not aliens as you and I would think about them. They are fallen creatures who have come here. And in the Book of Enoch, when they arrived back in Genesis, they were shapeshifters. And the Book of Enoch talks about those people and how they invaded the earth. And if that movie that Larry was talking about is at the releasing time of that, just confirms everything we're talking about. Why would they release a movie like that?
Yeah, and what's interesting, Stuart, that movie that they just released, Captive State, what's so interesting is it fits perfectly in with my arrival dream. You remember that dream I had where I saw them arriving? And
yes.
Remember that the military and the law enforcement were operating with them, that they were rounding up people for them, actually.
Yes, you're right. And you may remember the moving folks Knowing. With Nicolas Cage, and how the aliens, this is very, very interesting. In the Book of Revelation, when a person is acquitted of and accepted by the Lord, they're given a white stone. Now, the white stone is the stone of acquittal. Because remember, the Bible is an indictment. It's a legal document. It's an indictment against humanity. Remember when Jesus said, I didn't come here to condemn the world. The world is condemned already. I came here to save the world. In other words, but in the movie Knowing, the children were all given black stones. And the aliens came down and were very angelic-like. But it was full of occultism, and that's the sad part of it. But anyway, I want to read part of this. This is from Native American. Dr. Clark, who is a Cherokee Choctaw, has worked with indigenous people for most of her career and has some amazing stories to tell. Here is a great quote at the beginning of her book, Encounters with Star People. Untold Stories of American Indians. Now, these aliens, if you want to call them that, have been here for a long, long time. Here's what she says. I first learned about the Star People when my grandmother told me the ancient legends of my people. My childhood reality included narratives that traced the origins of the indigenous peoples of the Americas to the Pleiades. That interesting. Seven sisters, stories of little people who have intervened in people's lives, and legends about the magical gift of the DNA of the star people that flowed in the veins of the indigenous tribes of the earth. I embraced the stories of the celestial visitors who lived among the Indian peoples as part of my heritage. Harrison explained that the first time his grandfather, this fellow's name Harrison, who she evidently interviewed, approached them and did so by taking them, these people landed, these entities, And they told him they did not eat flesh. He described them as taller than humans, at least 7 to 8 feet tall, and very white. He described them, this is the grandpa, elder, he described them as being so white that you could almost see inside them. I'm not sure what he meant by that, except he said their skin was thin. They had long, slender fingers, much longer than humans. Their hair was white. When the sun shined on it, Gramps said it looked like a halo surrounding their heads. He said that sometimes they looked like the angels depicted in paintings of his Bible, except they did not wear gowns. Their eyes, too, he said they changed color depending on the light. He described to him what they wore. He was particularly interested in their clothes. They wore a one-piece light green outfit. He told me there were times he saw them wading in the river, and when he approached them, their suits were dry. He told me he washed or wished he had a suit like that. And when I think of the old man and how he viewed the star visitors, he did his best to describe what he saw. I'm sure if the same thing occurred today, the observers might offer a more sophisticated perspective. What do you think of that, Larry? That sounds like the tall whites.
Well, it absolutely does, and I was first acquainted with the tall whites when Paola Harris, she was a journalist tied in LinkedIn with the Vatican in Italy, and then she came to the U.S. and interviewed Charlie Hall, or Charles Hall, who has written a number of books exposing the tall whites. You know, he was a weatherman with the U.S. Air Force, and he was projected into an experiment where at a base, I believe, somewhere around Las Vegas, Nevada, that region, that these beings would land in their craft and come visit him at night at certain locations. He became very acquainted with the tall whites, and I found it shocking. And you mentioned the Pleiades. Isn't that mentioned in Job and a number of the books of the Bible?
Yes. Yeah, in fact, if you get into the Masonry and the Sirius connection, the Pleiades and all of that sort of thing, yeah, they're focusing in on these as for where the visitors actually come from. In fact, there's several books on the Orion mystery, and I think there's several, too, on the Pleiades, or however you want to pronounce it, Pleiadians. In fact, I think, who was the guy overseas that had all those visitations? He claimed they came from the Pleiades, the Pleiadians, I think he called them.
I can't remember his name, but I've read his book years ago. I don't remember his name, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he had pictures of the UFOs, and they were very, very similar to the Heinebus, German Heinebus. And, folks, we're being set up. All I can tell you is we're being set up. It's not going to be what you think. Now, from Stan Deo's book, he talks about the Daniel 2:41, and whereas you saw, he's talking about the statue, whereas you saw the feet and toes, part of fearful, fragile clay and part of clay-smashing iron, the kingdom shall be divided. Now, this is that very same thing that Larry's talking about with that new movie. This is what this is going to be. But there shall be in it strength of the clay-smashing iron, for inasmuch as you saw the clay-smashing iron mixed together by negotiation with the thin, fragile clay of Tinar. Daniel 2:42. And as the toes of the feet were part of clay-smashing iron and part of broken shards of clay vessels, so the kingdom will be partly strong and partly broken. Daniel 2:43, and whereas you saw the clay-smashing iron mixed together by negotiation, this is interesting, with the thin, fragile clay of Tinar, the city The clay-smashing iron regions of the immortal strangers, gods, from the heavens, shall be part of the same world kingdom, the regions of the seed of mortal mankind. But these mortals and immortals shall not stick together, even as clay-smashing iron is not mixed with the weak, fragile, fodder-like clay of Tinar, which is something to trample underfoot or to scatter or shatter. And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom which shall never be destroyed. So I'm going to stop right there. By negotiation. That's exactly, isn't that what your movie is about, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
So we're getting more and more proof, folks. I know a lot of people probably just rolling their eyes and thinking that you guys are completely wacko. This is real. And you're going to find out in a very short order just exactly how real all of this is. That's what I tried to point out in my frequency series, how real this really is. And I just wish more people would take an interest in this sort of thing. Okay, going to the Middle East, Hamas Gaza amasses 10,000 rockets. Gee, I wonder why they did a ceasefire to allow them to rearm. This is from Debka Files. What's going on over there?
Well, they're rearming, Stuart. You're exactly right. And, you know, everybody knows that every single ceasefire is nothing but a rearmament of missiles and rockets to fire again on Israel. It's never going to stop. You know, until the situation is remedied with, I guess you could say, what that guy's name that, you know, he gave some revelation on that.
I know what you're talking about, but I don't remember the name. I'm getting old, Larry. My memory doesn't work so well.
Well, I can understand that. It took me a second to remember the name Paola Harris, and I actually did a lot of communications with emails with her in Italy. And, by the way, Italy, I believe his name is Scanto Bartiromo, Bartimulli, or something like that. You know, he's got that website where he actually interviewed a lot of the astronauts that were involved with the Apollo missions, and especially the military Apollo missions that everybody claims never happened, and that's the one involving the huge craft on the moon and Mona Lisa and all that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, when the Lord says, I'm going to cast down a delusion, boy, he says it's going to be very effectual. It's going to do exactly what I want it to do. So you're dealing with the Lord. And Satan may be smart and probably knows collectively the whole human race. He's had a long time to study it. But the Lord's a whole lot smarter. And that's what you're dealing with here. So this is really going. This strong delusion of the Bible is really going to be something to watch unfold. Hopefully, we're not even here to watch it. Breaking news: Israel to be attacked tomorrow with chemical weapons. Now, this was on 10 June. That never happened. What was the deal on that? Was that just a fake report, or been delayed? Do you know anything about that?
That wasn't. Well, if you read the headline, that's to grab your attention. But if you read the full article, it basically says that Iran and its proxies are prepping. In other words, in the prepping mode, preparing to actually use chemical or biological weapons. So it's not imminent, but it's being prepared in the background is really what that article lays out.
Okay. Earth changes, just a few of them I want to bring to your attention. Huge eruption in the western Indonesia, Sinabung volcano has gone off. Folks, they're going off all over the world. And this is getting dangerous, more and more dangerous as we go along with the approach of the destroyer, the cosmic gravity waves, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But here's something I want to bring to your attention. particularly if you're living in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania area, and I know we do have listeners there, carbon monoxide gas spewing from ground signals possible coming earthquake for eastern Pennsylvania and New Jersey. Now, they've already had some rather unusual earthquakes up in that area. Have you had any lately, Larry, that you've noticed? Didn't they just have a 4.5 up in that area somewhere?
Well, they did, and also down in Kentucky, they've recently had some activity. And what's interesting is Stan Dale for some time has been watching and covering the methane releases, especially off the East Coast. There's a lot of data about what's going on, but really there's very little earthquake being reported, you know, with especially the media, Stuart. As a matter of fact, we had earthquakes here in Oklahoma today, central Oklahoma, northern Oklahoma, and we're having a lot too, but it's not really making any news anywhere.
Yeah, it's like they're not reporting any of this stuff anywhere. Okay, here's what it says. Satellites in orbit have detected a very large and unusual emission of carbon monoxide gas coming from the ground in eastern Pennsylvania and much of New Jersey along the Ramapo fault line and the North Fall line, raising fears that a major earthquake may be impending. Although there is no way to predict an earthquake, this article is not doing that. There are historical examples of similar events taking place globally, after which major earthquakes did strike. This is very unusual. And the Ramapo fault line is very, very old, and it's just fairly stable. But something is going on along the East Coast, and I just wanted to alert everybody. Don't be surprised if you get involved in a major quake. I don't know if you remember David Wilkinson and his vision. He said a huge, and I do mean huge, earthquake, so devastating and so huge that there was nothing else on the mainstream media around the world other than about this quake that strikes the United States. But he said it's in an area not known for quakes. Well, that area is not known for quakes. Minneapolis, Wisconsin, that area is not known for quakes either. On the other hand, of course, California is well known for quakes. Everybody's looking at California, but it may not be there at all. It might be somewhere else. Here's something, Larry. I don't know what you think about this. Dire warning issued by Putin. Something catastrophic is coming. Isn't that kind of an interesting remark coming from Putin himself?
Well, absolutely.
What do you think he means by that? World War III?
Well, I'm not sure. You know, Putin also has been warning for some time that who controls AI will really control the planet. And he also is one that has apparently said that he wants to be involved with the disclosure of UFOs.
Yeah, maybe that's what he's talking about. Maybe he's talking about the arrival. I mean, we know an arrival's coming. The Bible says it's coming. We just don't know exactly when. But with all the evidence, all of a sudden this big reversal of the military, they used to murder people who revealed stuff about UFOs. Now, evidently, the same outfit puts you on major TV with Tucker Carlson and Fox News if you want to reveal stuff about UFOs. I don't know. What else have you got? I know you wanted to mention something about a new Bible quote. By the way, I'm going to try and get Barry on next week sometime. I got to get a hold of him. Been so busy this week, I couldn't. But and by the way, folks, being busy, the new Prophetic Insider in Twilight will be up within the next couple of days. So if you're a member, you get it free. If you want to join our membership site, you get all that for free. Anyway, think, Larry? What's going on? Yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to mention that I got a call the other day from Daniel Holdings, and he had talked to me about something he was thinking about, but at the same time, he asked me if I'd noticed that the sun and the moon seem to be coming up and going down in different locations. In other words, it's moving. And I told him that's absolutely accurate because I know where the sun, when I do your show, usually hits me right between the eyes. And lately, it's a lot further north than what it should be. It's really odd. And it seems to be flopping around in different, you know, comes up and goes down in different locations a little bit. Something's not exactly right. And,
yeah, we've noticed that.
Yeah, and two, they're talking about, you know, space weather today. I posted an incredible picture of an electric blue sunrise. We're having these non-lucent clouds that really all over the planet are being seen really, really high up by space that are electrified.
Yeah, that plasma events. And you're going to see a whole lot of stuff that's plasma related. We're going to have a plasma event situation that's going to just grow. In fact, some of those early cave writings that people saw, and they said, well, those are UFOs and these are aliens. They have now found out that a lot of that is not what they thought it was. It has to do with plasma discharge events. Now, plasma can be harmless. But lightning is plasma, and it's not harmless, as people who have found out and animals that have found out. It can cook you instantly. There are different types of plasma. That these events are coming. And so get ready for very unusual sky events like Larry's just talking about, because that's what the Lord said. You're going to see very strange things in the heavens. A lot of it will be plasma related. Earthquake often, or just before an earthquake, you'll see what they call ball plasma. And it floats around in the heavens, darts here, darts there, but it's a plasma discharge from deep within the earth. There was a lady over in Eau Claire. She was sitting out in her, I guess, easy chair by her lawn, and all of a sudden this great big ball of plasma came up out of her lawn and floated around and then kind of pooped and disappeared. Poof. And that's what plasma does. But it's earthquake related, usually. Not always, but usually. Anyway, very, very interesting stuff that's going on. What else you got with Barry's stuff?
Yeah, really interesting. You know, he's still working with the Gulf Tainter situation at Port Canaveral and Florida, that threat. And he's got a new one out, though, June the 11th. It's called Obama, Democrats, and the Mexican Border Wall. There's actually two matrices. Number one matrix, and I'll just read the words real quick. Mexican, wall, border, the Obama, the foreign among you, army, poverty, boycott, USA, plague, from the enemy to kill us in the wilderness. Now, that's the first matrix. Now, he did wound up doing another matrix. He found another matrix, and here's the wording in it. Foreigner, be Obama, Kenya. He will be like a foreigner. Born, proof, impeachment. What do you think?
I think that Donald Trump's going to be impeached, and I think Obama's coming back in spite of what everybody thinks. I would be amazed if he doesn't come back. And he opened the borders. Trump has not been able to do anything. I don't know if it's because he doesn't want to or he can't. Doesn't matter. The borders are wide open. Go into Jeremiah. Jeremiah says, and this is what's astounding with Barry's work on Bible codes, because it verifies the prophecies in the Bible. Taking in of all these people having the borders wide open is part of the Jeremiah prophecies against the United States. that the borders would be wide open. Babylon the Great is filled with fifth column military operations, and they will rise up when the call is given, and we fall from within, and we're attacked from without. Incredible that he's finding this stuff. What do you think?
Because, Stuart, the interesting thing is, with a lot of what we used to look into the Torah codes, it was never looking forward into the future. That Torah codes was always after the fact. In other words, after the event, you would have the wording to go look for and find it. But now, suddenly, we've reached a place, it seems, that he is finding information now and stumbling onto clues that are really linking in with the near future events.
Yeah, and that first one's kind of spooky. Read those words again, if you would, on the first matrix.
Okay, it's Mexican, wall, border, be Obama, the foreign among you, army, poverty, boycott, boycott, USA, plague, from the enemy to kill us in the wilderness.
Yep. See, this is where the people that have been really astute are beginning to say, even on mainstream media, these people are not being vetted for any kind of diseases. Now we've got a bunch from the Congo where the Ebola crisis is. They're bringing these people in deliberately, folks. You're under attack. You're being attacked by deep state. You're being attacked by your own government. Doesn't matter whether Trump's hands are tied or he's part of it. Doesn't matter. What matters is you are under attack, and we are about to be taken down. Everything that they're finding verifies exactly what Jeremiah said. We're going to have a breakup, I believe. Larry Norwegian, the Norwegian prophet, he said that America would break up, right?
That was Anton Johansson, and Amazon recently had a book for sale from his originals, and he said that there would be a breakup into three or four like nation state groups. Instead of one union, we would break up into three or four states that would link together and form their own, if you will, nations, little nations in America. So there's going to be a breakup of some kind that's going to break loose from the central Washington.
Okay, and the last thing I wanted to bring up is this attack on the tankers that our administration is saying, well, Iran did it, and we've got all this video to prove it. Well, if you really look at that video, it's so fuzzy and so indistinct, I don't know if you can say who's doing what. However, the owner of one of those tankers said he saw a kind of a flying object just before it was hit, which would tend to confirm whoever did it, that, how do I say this? It was a missile of some type, and maybe two of them. And what's interesting about this is who benefits from all of this? Iran certainly would not benefit from any of this. However, deep state, global deep state, would benefit greatly for this because they want their war. Anyway, what else you got, Larry? We got about 90 seconds.
Let's see, I was just trying to read my notes here. What is interesting is the fact that, people need to be very careful and watch in the next few weeks, because there's a lot of play going on in Washington involving a possible investigation of investigators. So this would also be a good time for a false flag.
Yep. Very, very high alert for a false flag. And as far as surveillance goes, let me close out with this one. As Amazon's Alexa passes 100 million units sold, it will now be always on and always recording and storing all conversations in your home. And the American people are gobbling this stuff up like you wouldn't believe. You're walking into a death trap. The third book in my series, The Digital Matrix, goes into this. 100 million people have bought this stuff, even when they know it's surveilling them. It's like they don't care. Anyway, thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on, and thanks, everyone, for tuning in and listening. Heads up, we have no idea what's going to happen tomorrow, so take care of yourselves, prepare yourselves, and we'll see you soon. Good night, everyone.